Well, I call it the three-legged stool, and it's understanding that you have to sell work, you have to do work, and third, you have to keep score. And keeping those three legs strong and solid is really what business is all about.
This is The Art of Construction with your host, Devin Tilley, and co-host, Kevin Keep. Devin has built a multi-seven-figure business in the construction industry, selling windows, doors, and hardware over the past 13 years. Devin's passion for helping those around him led him to create The Art of Construction informational platform, a part of which is a fireside chat podcast with industry professionals all focused on how they apply art in their business and construction projects. Grown to an audience of over 100,000, Devin shares his strategies for what he has accomplished and creates insightful conversations with industry leaders. This is The Art of Construction, featuring your host, Devin Tilley, and co-host, Kevin Keep.
Hey, Tribe, we have another awesome podcast coming from you from another podcaster, The Roofer Show Podcast. Dave Sullivan is going to come in and talk to us about his podcast that is the same preface about growing your business, but he's focused in the roofing community. So let's go in and have a chat and see what kind of perspectives he's bringing to us, and we can all learn together and ask some other questions. We're going to be missing Kevin today. Sometimes you got to be working in the business, not always on the business. So he's out making it happen. So we're solo today. So the Devin Art of Construction, here we go with Dave. Let's have some fun. What's your favorite beverage?
That would be tequila, and that would also be Reposado tequila.
All right, tequila. It's, you know, I don't know if we've ever had a tequila person, so you might be the first. You know, go through over 100 episodes, and I'd have to really think back and look, but I don't think we ever had a tequila. So tequila.
Got to mix it up.
There you go. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Well, I've traveled a lot to Europe because I used to go to the roofing expos in Germany every May. And also, wow, coincidentally, Paris had a couple. So I would go to Europe each May and start in Germany and then head off somewhere else from there. So that would be the spot.
That sounds like a great way to mix business with pleasure, huh?
It was. It was fantastic.
Give us one story from one of those trips.
Well, let's see. The one, I would say, I went down to the Cannes Film Festival at the last minute and stayed at this beautiful hotel with a number of celebrities and have some great stories to tell from that. Sean Connery and others.
Wow.
So that's could go on for that.
All right. Well, we got to hear one story. Give us one specific
one
thing.
Story.
Yeah.
Well, Sidney Poitier walks in the door and they won't give him a room. And Sean Connery is sitting there in the lobby across from me, and you can hear this boisterous voice. He gets up and says, "We'll see about that." Can hear him talking in the background, and next thing you know, there's Sidney walking up the stairs with his suitcase.
Not about what you know, it's who you know,
that's,
right?
That's the truth.
Well, what's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena?
Well, I've been snow skiing since I was 5 years old. So we still we do quite a bit of skiing, even at my ripe age of 62. I still get a good 30 days a year in, probably. So,
awesome.
So we're back there in your area, back in Vail a lot in Colorado.
Awesome. Well, we'll have to get together on the slopes sometime.
Definitely.
Awesome. Well, we got to know a little bit about Dave Sullivan, who is the founder and host of The Roofer Show. And here on The Art of Construction, I'm going to do this a little bit differently today. Instead of reading the bio, I'm going to go all the way back to his show, 00, where he started this thing, where I went and listened, and I'm going to give a few talking points to talk about his journey today. And I love interviewing other podcasters because we really share so many visions and Tribe. The best ideas are stolen, and two things we don't have enough of, time and money. So let's jump in and talk through some talking points that I put together from his intro show for tips to grow your business. And I love how his preface is the same as The Art of Construction. It's to grow your business for the roofing business. And hey, you got to have a good roof for any project, so we're going to bring a lot of good stuff. So when he went into that, he talks about what he is going to talk about. So if you go to the Roofer Show, you're going to hear things talking about labor, lowball pricing, and you can get some cool insight from his 67-page ebook. He's going to go into healthcare, regulations, cash flow, KPIs, websites, attorneys, all those things that we had on The Art of Construction. But you can go listen to a different page of the book, what it's not about. It's not a seminar or a silver bullet. Small improvements every day is going to really drive big change. And he's not looking for the know-it-alls. That really resonated to me. If you go over and when you listen to The Art of Construction, Krusty Contractor has really risen to the top several times, and I think there's a lot of parallels there that we can talk about. So he is very similar to me, where I grew up in the supply chain industry. He grew up in the family business. And I grew up in the family business, but didn't actually have our name on it. I grew up in the corporate side of things and found out how much that didn't fit that model. So we're doing that in the entrepreneur. So he started in high school doing roofing teardowns. And then he went to college in Berkeley. And then in the summer was a commission sales rep. So his plan was always to buy out over time. And when I could, listening to his show, I don't think they had much of a Mack truck rule or talked a bunch about that. It was just kind of understood. But I think he's going to talk about some health issues and some tough stuff. And then, you know, he worked through that. But he ended up selling his business, and then he's retired. And he's like, I got to do something. He's a little bit bored. So be a teacher, this and that. And I loved how he brought in the Mike Tyson quote is, everyone has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. So what's next? Welcome to The Art of Construction, Dave Sullivan. You're now doing this podcast. Tell us what the Roofer podcast is all about and where I have filled in some holes there from episode zero to now you're on 50-something. And I love building the tribe together with our different podcasts. So the floor is yours, Dave. Welcome to The Art of Construction.
Devin, thanks for having me on. And I want to congratulate you on doing I just listened to your 100th episode.
And thank you.
That is a real commitment because one thing you talked about was how difficult it is to put out a podcast every week where you got to line up guests, you got to edit your show, you got to get your show notes out. It's a lot of work. And you guys have done a great job. Here I am on, mid-50s, I think. I'm getting better. You talk about that Double Zero show. And I go back and listen to that. And it's like, I have gotten better. So
It was good. It was good. You know, you got to start somewhere, man.
You know, and that is exactly what the point is about business, because I spent a lot of time, as so many entrepreneurs do, getting the plan, putting it together. Oh, it's not quite perfect. It's not quite ready. Where you just got to get started and take that first step and get it going. And it's not going to be perfect, but if you don't start, you've got to get going. And that's what I did. I committed to doing about 10 of these and see how it went. And, you know, I'm on 50 and it's going great.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on that, because very few even make it past 10. And so you've definitely been on an adventure, and instead of being retired, and now you're out doing a podcast show. So I'm proud of you. Thanks for all your information you're given to specifically talking roofing, right? But all of the aspects, like I had mentioned on your lead-in, all those items to growing a roofing business. Is that the preface of your podcast?
Yeah, it's kind of on my journey. I was a contractor for 30 years, and you know, there's the good, bad, and the ugly, and it's a lot of this learned through hard knocks. And I'm just sharing my experience and the things that I learned throughout my journey. And one thing I did, I brought a consultant on, and he really helped me, and we got our systems and processes down. And I think, you know, midway through my contracting experience, we had a pretty damn good organization and really had those systems down to the point where, which was my goal, was to really travel, not be chained to the business as my father was, where you could never take time off. You know, you're killing yourself working so hard. And we talked about it a little bit, where you've really got a rake structure where everything has to come through you. So many guys have a hard time letting go and delegating. And if all those decisions have to be made by you, you're never going to get out of there. And that's what I wanted to do differently. And the only way I could do that was to hire a great team, build a good organization, and get the hell out of the way. And I was smart enough to do that.
Awesome. Yeah, and that's what our platforms are mutually all about if you want to grow your business. So if you do not want to grow your business, you may as well turn this thing off, because that's what we're all about. Because in my point of view, you're either growing or dying. And I love how you bring in the consultants to where you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, you don't have all the answers and you don't know what you don't know. And on episode zero, when you go into the what's in it for me, you ask the question, so what? So off air, you and I were talking about how, you know, kind of the platform and where these podcasts want to go and, you know, the business behind the hobby. Things like this a lot of times start as a hobby, but the world is really in the world of noise. You better find a way to be a megaphone to continue or growing or dying. So what would you say about the whole what's in it for me, so what?
Well, and that's what I started with. As a contractor, you're listening to that. Well, why should I? What's in it for me? And what I try to do is bring on for my guests, I take a look at the way that I was when I was coming up through the business. And like my avatar is basically me 10 years into starting the business, where I'm struggling along and what I wish I had known then. And I try to bring that through with the guests that I have on. So I can offer a lot of information that I wish I had back then when I was struggling. And what's tough, and where I brought up the consultant, was I think one of the hardest things as contractors, we don't have anybody that talk to that really understands what the business is like and how tough it is. And where we've got, you know, you can't really go talk to your competitors, can't talk to your spouse, can't talk to your friends. They just don't get it. And by having somebody, whether it's a mentor or a coach or a consultant, to bounce ideas off, to have somebody that's to talk to and just come up with other ideas, that's what really helped me out. That's what really changed things for me. And what I try to do with this podcast is put that information out there. Here's just another way of looking at things. And where I get my guests, it's kind of interesting where I look at the industry expos that we have, for instance, and I take a look at the speakers, and I contact these speakers because they've got a room full of contractors that want to hear their story. So I'll bring these guys on, whether they be attorneys or whether they be marketers or accountants or whatever. I try to bring on a broad group of experts just to kind of tell their story and help the contractors.
Awesome. So I love that when you say, wish I knew then. What's something you would say today, wish I knew then? If I'm a roofing contractor wanting to start a business, what are some of the things that you would sit down and coach me on?
Well, the first thing is, well, the thing that we really learned early on, which changed everything, was what it is that you do. What are you selling? Are you trying to be everything to everybody, which is what we did? You know, my consultant would ask me, what is it that you do? Well, we sell roofs. Well, where do you make your money? We did residential, we did commercial, and about 50% of each. And it turns out when we really got down to it, we looked at the numbers because there was more overhead associated with the residential. Turned out we were losing money on the residential side, and it was dragging down our commercial business, which is where we made our money. So by looking at those numbers, we just dropped the residential, went 100% commercial, and it just took off from there. And the contractors that I work with, so many of them, one of the contractors I'm mentoring right now, he was doing bath remodels, he's doing gutters, he's doing siding, he's doing roofing. I'm like, okay, where are you making your money?
Right.
Well, it turns out he's losing money on the bath. It's taken all his time. He makes money on the roof. You're going to go, why are you doing this? Let's get rid of this bath remodel side of the business. It just doesn't fit in here. And let's focus 100% on the roofing and the gutters. And we've done that. And it's really starting to kick in now. And he's really coming along. And it's just, you can just focus more on that. You're going to be more profitable. And you're not going to be wasting all this time.
Love it. Yeah, you learn by doing, so you have to go out and figure it out. But the power of focus, I hear it over and over and over again from my coaches when I'm doing interviews. It just never, having the blinders on. So focus is definitely one thing when you went from, residential and commercial. How did you know to put on that focus? What did you do to do that other than hiring a consultant? Or what did that consultant do for you?
Well, it was really just getting down and really understanding the numbers. For instance, we had a lot of warranty work on residential. We had more phone calls. So the front office time is getting sucked up by all of those phone calls. We're always breaking the rose bushes. There's just so many callbacks. And it's really a different business. And we had some.
You mean there's cost to go back and doing all that stuff?
That's the problem, actually going back and taking care of your customers, But it's really looking at those numbers and doing a hard examination on where is it that you make your money. Because, as the saying goes, the riches are in the niches.
Riches are in the niches. I like that. That's good stuff. And so the kind of evolution, if you could start over again, you'd say, get out, start, don't over. Good is good enough sometimes. Get out and learn by doing, but then find a niche, focus on that segment, and look at your numbers, right? And understand your numbers.
Exactly. And just don't go off with this, shotgun approach where you're trying to do everything. And that's, how most guys start off. It's like, okay, well, I'll do anything as long as somebody's willing to pay me to do it, and they're always doing odd jobs here. And rather than focusing on doing one thing and doing it really well and become known for that one thing that you do, better than anybody else.
And sometimes once get to a certain level, you got to spend money to make money. And I think entrepreneurs have a hard time with that. So a bit of advice I would add to this is in my day-to-day companies, we actually just hired the entrepreneurial operating system, EOS, which is the back end of several books like Traction and several others that they've done. Great job to where a lot of the stuff is not necessarily rocket science. It's like, it's just systemizing and having a system approach. What would be your take on that when you've kind of figured out, okay, I've done all these things and kind of go through the script of now your business, you focused on commercial and then you had the numbers. What's next?
Well, as you say, it's don't try to make it rocket science. Keep things really simple and just do them consistently and don't get too complicated. Just do a few of the things really well. And this is one of the things that we did. We used checklists for everything, and we would have procedures. We would a big thing in our business, for instance, was we always did a pre-construction meeting, and that eliminated 80% of the screw-ups and the wasted time where you bring out your foreman, your superintendent, and the salesman, and you do that handoff and make sure that goes smoothly. Make sure your customer's involved with that so they know what to expect and how things are going to go. And then there's just go down the checklist. Make sure that customer's informed, get to the end of the job, make sure they're happy. You do the handoff with them at last final meeting. Ask them for the reviews, ask them for referrals, and make sure they're satisfied and pick up the check.
So if I hear you right, you're saying have a meeting before you do the work, and if you communicate, the job will go a lot smoother.
Definitely. And
it's pretty freaking simple, but in the art of construction, the art is truly the people business of communicating. And we always talk about it, begin with the end in mind, is that, well, the architect, didn't you see it on the plans? And the contractor says, well, if you would have, you didn't design it to where we can actually build it. Well, if you actually just have a conversation about how the EPDM meets this and the siding that and the flashing this, that you're never going to have everything just on a piece of paper that everybody's just going to read and get it. We all learn differently, right?
Yeah. And it's just really all about communication and making sure everybody's on the same page. All you got to do, I tell my contractors, just take an hour and read through Yelp reviews. And you can see that these same mistakes are being made over and over and over again, where your customers are getting ticked off and they leave you a bad review because, and it usually comes down to something about the communication, you know, is that they said they were going to be here, they didn't show up, and it's, you know, it's all the things that drive people, you know, people crazy about the construction business.
So here on the Art of Construction podcast, what are a couple of the big things you would want to hear the global audience when it comes specifically to roofing? What are a couple of key things of you living the art of roofing? What are a couple key things that contractors and architects listening to this, what are some things you should really have them if you were to say roofing 101 or some of the top things when it comes specific to roofing?
Well, I call it the three-legged stool. And it's understanding that you have to sell work, you have to do work, and third, you have to keep score. And keeping those three legs strong and solid is really what business is all about and the difficult part. And it's usually one of those legs is weak where, you know, the problem we have now is that we've got so much work, we don't have the people. So that production leg gets weak. We're trying to do too much stuff. We're pushing through these jobs, trying to get to the next one, and we don't finish it off. And we've got so much leakage on these projects that we're screwing them up and we're not making the money that we should be. Or we've got the work, we've got the guys, we're just pumping out work, but it's going too fast. And the scorekeepers, your accounting department, can't keep on top of it. You can't get information from the field and get it back so they can know where they are on the jobs, whether these jobs are going south or not, before it's too late, you know, when there's something you can do about it. Or things are pumping out so fast, they're not getting the invoices out. And the next thing you know, you're out of cash because you're growing so fast and you're not getting, you know, you're not collecting money. So keeping that I think most of the contractors that came up through the trades and generally, you know, they know how to get the work done. The most requested shows that I have on the podcast are how do we get more leads? And it's always more leads, you know, and that's going to solve everything. Well, it's not. It's learning how to, you know, getting your sales skills together. It's doing the jobs in a way where you're not wasting time. You're not having all this rework. And the part that nobody likes to mess with is the scorekeeping, because generally contractors really don't understand that financial end of the business. So they tend to push it off to somebody that's, let's say, less than qualified or worse. You know, they end up getting embezzled, which is a huge problem in this business, because they just don't want to take the time to learn these things. They just want to push it off. It's not fun. I don't like it. But it is one of those three legs that has to be solid on your stool.
I totally agree. If you want to grow your business past the system of the entrepreneur, you've got to have a scorecard, and you have to know what should be on that scorecard specific to your business. And that's on you as the leader of your business, is to know what you should be grading the tribe or your internal team on, to know, you know, that you're on par. Because otherwise, you just go out and do, and then you're too busy and have all these excuses, and then it's just a matter of time till the bomb falls on your lap because you're not checking the matrix and keeping everybody accountable through a scorecard.
Exactly.
So I'd be curious, you sold your business. What was one thing that was a big aha moment or you learned from selling your roofing business?
One is that you have to start a long time before, because, and this is something we go through, which is it's going to take you, depending on where you are in your business, it has to be prepared for sale. And that's why, and you mentioned it, starting with the end in mind, is where do you want to end up? What does that look like? And this is where most companies, most contractors make their mistakes, because you have two purposes for being in business. One is to provide a good lifestyle for you and your family. And two is to build a saleable asset that you can sell and use to support you in retirement. And unfortunately, most contractors don't do either. They end up just closing the doors and that's it. Very few sales of companies actually go through. So by taking a good look at down the road, perhaps it's having your kid, you know, if you're going to sell, bring your kids in, that's a whole nother thing, because now you're dealing with a family business. And I think we both know how that can work out. It's not easy. If you're going to sell it to an outside investor, that's a whole nother problem, because you've got to get that business where it's not dependent on you, because you're going to be out of there. And most companies are so reliant on the owner because they're responsible for the sales. That's why you're able to charge a higher price, because that owner's there and everybody knows him. But when you're gone, what's that company worth? What differentiates that company? What gives it its value? And this is, you know, and where you have to have the systems and processes in place so it's just not dependent on a few people. And I think that's the problem that I see when contractors think, oh, you know, I'm going to sell my business, it's going to be worth all this money. It usually doesn't work out that way.
Yeah. So there's beginning with the end in mind, tribe. So if you're a little bit of a crusty contractor and you have the mindset of if you want it done right, do it yourself, or if the system is go ask crusty, you don't have much of a business there, because the business has to be what the business is, not the person. So it's definitely something you should think about, because it's not a matter of if, it's when something happens. So my keynote I run called the Full Life Perspective, you really have to have whatever makes you tick in a system to figure out what you want. And there's a lot of people that are going through it and they're kind of crusty or upset. Like, well, figure out to get out of that shell, because if you're not having fun today, it's not going to be fun tomorrow, because you don't have a business. So think through those things on how to, what do you want out of today and what do you want out of that tomorrow? And I think when you think in the futures, you're going to have a lot more fun on both sides of the fence, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. And you should enjoy your business. I mean, it can be such a grind, but it can also be a tremendous opportunity. I love this industry. I love the contracting business, but so many people, my father included, where, you know, you get to the point where it's like, you know, they're just not going to do it as well as I do. So I might as well just do it myself. Here, get out of the way. And you're never going to grow your business. You're never going to get out of there. And I call it the 2-week vacation, is that, let's say as a contractor, you just want a free 2-week vacation to Hawaii, but you've got to leave, you know, next Monday. Well, most contractors could never do that. They could never leave their business for a week or two at a time, because they don't have that, those processes in place. They don't have the people in place where, you know, the business would fall apart without them. And that's not how you want to run a business. And you're not going to, you want to get out of there. I mean, the idea is that you want to have more free time to do whatever it is that you want to do.
Well said. And it totally resonates to me. One of my mentors, Rob Holden, who owns Florence Lumber, awesome lumberyard that he was the son-in-law that took over and runs it. And he guided me. He said, Devin, it's hard, but if you can have somebody that can do 50% as good as you think they can do it, you just freed up 50% of your time. So you have to think that way to elevate and delegate if you want to go have that golden coupon. And I'm honored to say I've had so many great mentors. And Cindy, my office manager, day to day, I saw an email back from, you know, she helps schedule all of the stuff for me day to day. And she replied back to a meeting saying, you know, Devin's not available because he's going to be on a much needed vacation. And it just resonated with me is because I've worked my tail off. And, you know, you can read so many books about 4-hour work week and all these things. It's just going to, you know, I put in the hours, but I also have an amazing tribe or team that is with me to say, you need to go relax for a couple weeks. And we're all going to be so much stronger by doing that. And so there's definitely something to be said about that, that work hard and play hard is definitely my philosophy. And man, is it fun when you can have some great people to take turns, if you will. So in closing, what would be your answer to that? And if one thing for our tribe listening to grow their business, the floor is yours to take us home, Dave.
Well, I think exactly what you said. If somebody can do it as 50% as well as you can, let them do it. And they're going to learn, and that's the only way you're going to grow. And that's what I wanted in my business, because I wanted the free time to travel. I saw the alternative, and I didn't want to do it that way. So you've got to delegate things, let them learn. It's not going to be as done as well as you have, but that's the only way you're going to move and grow your business. Because, and that's what I did. I said, you know, here's what I want to do. I want to travel. Well, a lot of people could look at that and say, well, why am I sitting here busting my ass while you're sitting on the beach? Well, that's because opportunities are going to be created through the company by doing that. You don't want me around here. You want me to get out of the way. Now, I still manage that company. I knew exactly what everything was going on. And I had a great set of KPIs that I could follow and really see where the jobs were as far as the sales pipelines, what was going on. So it's not just totally hands off. It's a matter of managing what's going on, and you can talk with your guys, but it's letting them take the responsibility that there is a future, that there is a career path set for these guys. And that's really how you grow your business. And without doing that, you're never going to get out of there. You're never going to have a saleable business, and you're not going to have any fun. You're going to be working your ass off, and it's just going to beat you up, because this business can be really, really hard, but it doesn't need to be.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in and telling us your journey, Dave. If you want to, we'll put in the show notes information to go check out his podcast. And we're all growing this tribe together, having so much fun. Don't expect what you don't inspect, but man, make sure you have fun along the way. And when you listen to these stories, it's all about freeing up and the business will flourish. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing your information, Dave.
Thanks so much, Devin. I really appreciate it. I had a great time.
I hope you love to be a student like I do of the game. All these different opportunities, but at the end it comes back to focus, figuring out, and man, have fun. Tribe, hopefully another perspective from Dave that is a lot of the same stuff that we've talked about over all our shows, but the only constant is change, and you better be on the bus, but have a really good plan, have that scorecard, and go have fun. Go crush it out there, Tribe. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Tribe. I'm so passionate about this tribe that we're building and just want to say thanks for listening. And as the Go-Giver, maybe you can give me something back. If you liked what you heard today, do us a favor and head over to iTunes and give us a review. It's really how the podcasting world grows their business. And that's what we're all about here. This helps to get the podcast in front of people looking to grow their business. We want to hear what you want more of. This is for you, contractors and architects, to grow your business. Talk to you on the next one, Tribe.